week.
Okay, we're going to send it down to Jonathan Hicks here in just a second. He will talk to our player of the game, Austin Zirk. Zirk tonight will give you the official stats for him. 31 carries, 186 yards, and 4 touchdowns. He was also 4 out of 6 passing for 76 yards and a touchdown. So 5 touchdowns and the game-clinching interception on Petersburg's final drive as Austin Zirk is our player of the game. Jonathan, take it over.
Yeah, guys, I'm down here with Austin Zirk, player of the game tonight. Austin, 5 touchdowns you accounted for tonight, 4 on the ground, 1 in the air. But tell us, what was the difference from the first half to the second half? Because that offense just took off in the second half.
Well, we just went in the locker room at halftime. We told them that we need a little better block. They came out there and they did their jobs. And, hey, that's what we call for, you know. You just go out there and have them block, and it gives us running room. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think Austin's right. The offensive line blocked a lot better in that second half and opened up some holes for not only Austin Zirk, but Zach Armstrong had some nice runs as well. Tell us about that interception. Or how sweet was that at the end of the game?
Oh, man, it was awesome. It gave me butterflies. Yeah. I don't know. We just got to play hard next week. Hopefully we win so we can get in the playoffs, get a good spot.
All right, good job, Austin Zirk. One more to go, guys. Good game by Austin Zirk and, all, as he said, this offensive line. So back up to you guys.
Thank you, Jonathan. Good job down there, as always, on their sidelines tonight for Tucker County football. Final score, 35-27. We'll come back after this three-minute break to wrap it up of our post game and much more. You're listening to Mount Lion Football, 94.7 WELK.